Well, batting cleanup for our first program in May is the new co-CEO from Goodwill of Western and Northern Connecticut. We'll be reminding everyone why getting your spring cleaning done can help job seekers, individuals with alternate abilities who just want to be part of our communities, supporting homeless veterans, and so much more, right after we tell you about the latest effort from the Connecticut Age Well Collaborative. They wrote a book. Last fall, collaborative staff teamed up with alums from their Community Leaders Fellowship and current steering committee members to write a kid's book about ageism. By kickstarting important conversations about ageism with kids, this book will help advance a broader movement to shape a world in which we all truly belong, regardless of age or ability. You can pick up the book at one of your favorite retail or online locations and learn more about the collaborative by visiting ctcommunitycare.org. Well, I have to say, thinking back over the past three decades plus of helping produce and host the award-winning For the People, one of the very first organizations that we had on the show way back when was Goodwill. And Goodwill continues despite a number of mergers and changes to be still an incredibly important organization serving folks through a range of programs. These are folks with alternate abilities and others facing challenges to gaining employment and community living. Their services are person-centered with the emphasis on individuals achieving their highest level of independence. That has been a constant throughout with Goodwill, and we're going to tell you about a number of ways that they're doing that and how they could use your help while coincidentally you can knock a few items off the honey-do list by doing some organizing and cleaning up around the house in your closets and your rooms and your garages and storage facilities through a current program that they have. We'll tell you about it. Our guest this morning is co-CEO Heather Marquet of Goodwill of Western and Northern Connecticut. Heather, welcome back to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, John. So glad to be here. Thanks for having us and giving us an opportunity to tell you a little bit about our mission and what we've got cooking these days.
Yeah. Last time we talked to you, as we mentioned before we went on the air, was during the height of COVID. And a few things have happened since then. I understand this co-CEO thing is a little bit new to you.
Yeah. Well, you're not wrong, John. I've been privileged to accept the appointment of co-interim CEO, myself, along with my colleague, Jeff Neff. And Jeff and I have had the opportunity to take the reins here at our Goodwill and help drive us into the future and serve our mission in our community. And we're very much looking forward to some of the things we are continuing to do and working with our communities to drive donations to help serve our mission. And hopefully I can tell you a little bit about how that works. Sometimes I say, you know, Goodwill, we're the best kept secret out there. Folks see our thrift stores, and we are so fortunate to have donors and shoppers. But there's a whole lot of things going on behind the curtain with the donations that our customers donate to us. And once we sell those donations that our customers buy, and how we're able to power our mission. So there's some exciting things.
Well, I have a feeling what helped inspire the leadership of Goodwill of Western and Northern Connecticut to elevate you to this new position is through your prior work with the organization, where you really had kind of hands-on to a lot of the programming and a lot of interaction with the staff and clients and caregivers of those clients and family members. What inspired you to come to Goodwill in the first place as a career?
Well, thanks for asking that, John. I love telling my story, my personal history here at Goodwill. It's long, I'll say that. It started 20 years ago. And I had always thought personally that I was going to go into the nonprofit field. When I was young, I had a family member, still do, who has cerebral palsy, and I had the opportunity to grow up with her and to see the difference in opportunity that I had and that she had, and the work that she had to really put in to have the exposure to some of the things that I really took for granted growing up as a person who did not have barriers in that way. And she inspired me, quite frankly, to make a choice about how I was going to spend my life. So when I was just about 20 years old, I saw Goodwill advertising in the newspaper for a position. At the time, it was called Independent Living Skills Trainer. And I gave it a shot and I applied, and I was fortunate enough to be hired. And I started working in our programs, in our acquired brain injury program, helping individuals with brain injuries. And did that for a few years. And truly, in the old-fashioned way, worked my way up the ranks. Had the opportunity to help build some of our programs, build our homeless veterans program, expand our program that helps individuals who have developmental disabilities live more independent lives, and push our vocational services, including 6 career centers that are free to the public across the state. I was able to gain insight, learn from our folks doing the hardest jobs, understand what it took to really serve our mission. And as I learned and my competencies expanded, I took on more responsibility and a few more stories along the way. That's kind of how I got here. And I'm grateful that the board has given me the opportunity, along with Jeff, to serve the organization in this way. And together, we're really excited about expanding that mission. And, you know, we have to partner with our community because our mission can only be expanded with their help. So, you know, this time of year, we're excited because it's spring cleaning time and an opportunity to take a look around your house and see if there's anything that you might not want anymore that might be repurposed. And our role, really, we get the opportunity to divert waste from landfills by reselling it. And each of those pieces individually are the power behind our mission. They generate the revenue to pay for some of the services that we do behind the scenes. And last year, you know, we're really proud about this number. We've served over 8,500 people. We've touched their lives in the community. And one number, hot off the press, 1,200 individuals we helped to get jobs. So. Wow. And that's a significant change both in our economy and how our economy works and also in each of their lives. It's pretty common, actually, John, that we see some of the folks that we serve come back and work for us to help others. So it's an incredible organization to be a part of, and we're incredibly grateful to our community for supporting us. Yeah. And from the environmental perspective, in a typical year, we're able to avert 23 million pounds of items out of Connecticut landfills and help power that circular economy.
Excellent. Well, it's kind of hard to separate the public-facing Goodwill stores, which are, you know, the final stop in the donation journey before they are acquired by others for reuse, because these stores often involve not only Goodwill employees to manage, but also individuals who are learning about, sometimes for the first time, what it's like to be the member of a workforce, and they're getting that experience through Goodwill programs. So there's a lot of synergy, if I can throw the you know, one of those TED Talk words out there. A lot of synergy between the clients and the individuals you serve, and the organization itself and the operations that you run. So let's before we talk about some of the programs that these donations are supporting, let's talk about that donation items journey. You know, somebody finds an appliance that's still working, or they're ready to declutter and maybe get rid of a couple of bags of high quality and you know, reusable clothing. Tell us a little bit about how the system works to get that donation from a closet to Goodwill retail operation.
Yes. Well, You know, that's a really good question, John. And first of all, what I would say is we have Goodwill stores throughout much of Connecticut, and you can take a look at where those locations are on our website at gwct.org. But if you follow the life of a donation, right, let's say you're cleaning out your closet and you have some gently used goods that might not be right for you, but still have plenty of life left in them. You know, we're always excited when you choose Goodwill. We know you have a choice. But when you come to us, right, one of our donation attendants will take your good. It then gets sorted, priced, and tagged. Often along the way, the individuals that are doing that work are folks that have come through our programs and may even have, this may be their first opportunity to work. In fact, our employees, $1 million of our payroll is actually folks that we have served in our programs. So these might be individuals who have barriers to employment, who may be their first time working, who may need a little extra support. And that, you know, that's a huge part of how our work gets done. So then the item hits the stores. It either gets on the floor, maybe it goes to textiles or housewares, and we're grateful for our amazing customer base for finding those treasures in our stores. They purchase that, right? So you go to the cash register and the cashier helps you ring out. Now, the money that's made from those donations, after we pay our bills, comes back to our mission side and helps us do things like subsidize programs that help the public. So the six career centers that I mentioned earlier, this is a self-funded, no barrier program where anybody in the community at any time can join us, and we'll help you write a resume, find a job. We even this year offered free tax preparation. You might have access to further training. We've got lots of resources, and we have career coaches that help navigate that process. go ahead, John.
No, I was going to say the career centers are a key resource for folks that come to Goodwill for that level of support. But at the same time, you also have a community employment service. Employment services. Tell us a little bit about how the folks that may come in to the career centers may actually potentially be engaged through the employment services.
Yes. So there are several different routes, let's say. If you come to our website or to our career centers, we can help you find that route. But there are many different programs just under employment. We have programs where we help individuals who are veterans that are needing a little bit more support. And so we've got a team that works with those individuals who have some specialized training. So that's one program that we have. We also have programs that help individuals who have experienced barriers due to mental health concerns. And we have folks who are trained to deal with that. And to help find pathways forward. And then we also, what we love about our career centers, you don't have to sit in a box. You don't have to have a diagnosis. You don't have to have government funding. Anybody can walk in. Whether it's that you want a job, maybe your first job, or you're not happy with your job and you want a better job, we can help you get there. And our career centers are a great point of entry. And again, our website has a ton of information. If you're looking to receive services, if you're not really sure what service might be appropriate to you, all of those resources are on our website at gwct.org. And we invite you to come check us out. Additionally, we have a pretty substantial program that we still help individuals with brain injuries in our communities be more independent through residential programs and work programs. We're very excited about our growth, and we're getting bigger. And with every donation that's given to our organization that we can sell to our wonderful customers, that drives what we can do on our mission side. And like I said, one thing we're incredibly proud of is that our impact to the community continues to grow year after year. And none of this is possible without the support of our donors and our customers. So it's a really wonderful cycle to kind of see. But I do say, John, we're still the best kept secret. People think of us as thrift centers, but we do so much more behind that curtain. And we have an army of individuals working in our human services programs that really help support that cause.
Well, we've got time to focus on a couple of those a little bit more in depth, but I do want to say folks who are sustainability minded should know that through the donations that are supporting the programs we're talking about this morning with Goodwill of Western and Northern Connecticut, 23 million pounds of clothing and household items have already been kept out of landfills in your communities. So maybe you're downsizing, your kids have moved out or outgrown the clothes or sports equipment or furniture that they have. Maybe you're moving springtime if you're lucky enough to be able to successfully negotiate the rough waters of home buying. You're moving and you've got some extra stuff. You're maybe downscaling a little bit or just decluttering. Those are all good reasons to bring your bags and trunks and pickups full of stuff to Goodwill. They really do great work, as you're hearing from our guest this morning, co-CEO Heather Marquet. So Heather, in the last 4 or 5 minutes that we have, let's focus in a little bit more. Truly one of the horrific things that we talk about on this program way too often is the plight of homeless veterans here in Connecticut, particularly homeless women veterans, some of whom are even homeless with their children. Goodwill really steps up in a big way to help reintegrate these individuals, in part through the revenues that you are able to extract from these donations.
You're totally right, John. We've been fortunate enough to, in the last few years, start a new program really aimed at homeless veterans. And we call it our HVRP program, and that stands for Homeless Veteran Reintegration Program. And this is a program that we're partnering with DOL and really the VA to help bring homelessness in Connecticut to a functional zero. And we've been successful, and it's been the most rewarding program, but we've been able to move more than 40 individuals from homelessness into homes and into jobs. It's not a quick fix. It's a life-changing program, and it's a privilege to work with our heroes in this way. We've got veterans on staff who go out and they look for individuals in the community struggling. We look for individuals who are homeless. We use every means possible. And I'll say this, you know, John, I appreciate the airtime to say this. If you know of a homeless individual that is a veteran in Connecticut, go look at our website at gwct.org. We'd love to help, and we have some tools to do it. But we're very proud of this program, of being able to work with these amazing men and women who have served our country, and to see the impact that it has on their lives. We've got individuals in this program who have gone on to work for us eventually and are doing fantastic. And we couldn't be more proud. And we're thankful for our partnership with the DOL, but we're really thankful to our donors who choose to continue this mission by donating their products and with our customers by choosing to shop at our stores. We know you have a choice, but everything about choosing to shop at Goodwill, between sustainability and the programs that are affected by your generous choice of shopping at our centers, it's a really wonderful thing to be a part of. And as I said, it's a privilege to lead this great organization to continue to expand these services. But we can't do that without our community's help.
Right.
So every time you shop at our store, every time you do a spring cleaning and you choose us to donate to, not only do you help avert waste going to landfills, but you're also helping somebody behind the scenes, maybe a homeless veteran, maybe an individual with a disability who deserves the opportunity to be more independent, or somebody who needs a hand up, not a handout, in finding work.
Yeah,
and that's where we're really trying to make a difference in our community.
Yeah, and we can't let you go without focusing on GO, Goodwill Options, because one of the other things that you do when you declutter or bring your gently used clothing, furnishings, sports equipment, and other small appliances and things like that to a Goodwill donation center is you're helping in some small way to destigmatize the situations facing individuals with alternate abilities and mental health issues. And Goodwill Options is one of those programs. In the last minute or so that we have with you, Heather, let's hear about GO.
Ah, thanks for bringing it up, John. GO is one of our favorite programs. And as you said, John, we serve a large group of individuals with alternate abilities. And our fundamental belief is everybody that we serve has the dignity and right to participate in their community in the ways that they see that they'd like to. And so GO is all about that. This is a program that we run where we work with individuals who have barriers to community involvement based on their alternate disabilities. And our job is to say, you know what? We're going to remove these barriers. We're going to enjoy our communities and participate in the things that you want to participate in, regardless of your barriers. And we're going to help you do that. And so we have lots of opportunities. And you probably have seen us in the community without knowing that we're there. Where we go out and we work with our participants to volunteer, to have enriching community experiences that they may otherwise not have had, to build relationships with others, to learn about employment opportunities. You name it, they do it, from baseball games in the community to volunteering at the local food banks. We're just so fortunate to be able to administer a program like this, where we're getting folks out of houses, into the communities, and really becoming a part of the fabric of our community's culture. And the enriching experience that the participant gets has lifelong effects.
Sure.
You know, the building of confidence, the ability to try new things, mm-hmm. to reach for goals that maybe they have felt that they couldn't achieve for whatever reason. We're trying to remove those barriers and give everybody access to being part of these wonderful communities. And it's a privilege. We are fortunate to be able to interact with our community, with our participants, and unite them through dignity, respect, and integration.
It all begins with a bag, the bag of your stuff, or the trunk load, or the pickup load of your stuff going to Goodwill of Western and Northern Connecticut to donate to affect the outcomes of these individuals and all of these fantastic programs that you can learn more about, as well as volunteer opportunities and other ways to give, by going to their website, gwct.org. Co-CEO of this organization, Heather Marquet, a good friend of ours here at For the People, back with us this morning to wrap up our program, our first program of the weekend of May. Thank you, Heather, and good luck with this year's collection and distribution campaign. We'll talk to you again.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. money.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.